chapter 5, Mishnah 3. Now, the background to this Mishnah that the Kahati brings is a machloikas, a disagreement that we're going to come to later regarding a law called beer or removal. And what that is that when the produce of the seventh year is no longer available in the fields, it can't be found in the fields anymore, then whatever people have picked and put in their houses has to be removed and declared ownerless. And after it's been removed and declared ownerless, then the disagreement is between Rabbi Yehuda, who maintains that only poor people can then come and take that ownerless produce, but Rabbi Yossi, he maintains that even rich people could come and take the produce. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's actually essentially a formality. What you would do is take the produce out of your house, you would declare it ownerless, and then you could immediately take it back for yourself. It was a formality, but the law of beer needed to be done. And the other background, the other piece of knowledge for this Mishnah is that Luf, which we mentioned in the last Mishnah and we're dealing with now again, we're going to learn later in Mishnah 7.1 and 7.2 that this Luf had a bulb which was not subject to Bir because it remained in the field throughout the year. It never was not in the field. But the leaves of the Luf, they didn't last from year to year, and the leaves were subject to Bir. So with that background, says this Mishnah, Luf she'avra alav shvis, a luf which grew past the seventh year, and it grew into the eighth year. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im lakatu hanim es alav lakatu. If the poor picked all of the leaves, then during the Shemitah year, then very good, they were for the poor people, and they took them, and there was no problem with that. V'im lav, but if they didn't take them, and there were now leaves in the eighth year, which had grown in the Shemitah year, Yase Cheshbon Im Hanim. Now you've got leaves of the seventh year, but also mixed in with them you have some leaves of the eighth year. So the leaves of the seventh year, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would have to be given to the poor, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that after Bior, after removal, everything has to go to the poor. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what you do is you look at this luf, and you assess how many of the leaves were from the seventh year and how many are from the eighth year. And then one has to make a calculation and accounting with the poor people and give them the leaves that are owed them from the growth of the seventh year. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yossi that even rich people can reclaim the produce after the beer, after the removal. So says Rabbi Yeshua, im lakatu anim es alav lakatu. Agreed, if the poor people pick the leaves, they can keep them, because poor people can also acquire produce after beer, after removal. But if not, he doesn't have to make an accounting with the poor people, because rich people also can take produce which has been removed, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the rich people could also just remain owners of the leaves that grew in the seventh year from this life.